This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
OT, OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. It's Will Stevens. Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, and apologies to the podcast listeners for not getting the intro.
They got enough.
No, that's an intro. It's the drive's fault. Guess who? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who else?
Ain't anybody else to blame.
Yeah.
Who else would you talk, think about? It's them.
They cause all our problems.
Been, always will be.
Every day. We have to deal with the struggles of, you know, we just get big-timed every day. We come in here, we just try to do our jobs.
Yeah, Russ spit on me again today.
Again? That's like the fourth or fifth time.
At some point, like, I think it might just be an accident. Like, the first one, okay,
right.
I'll chalk it up to an accident.
He was excited.
Yeah. Second one, okay, both of these were on purpose. And once you get to 10, like, okay.
And you're not even talking while you do it? I don't even, what are you even
you
pretending?
You open your mouth.
That didn't happen, but it's funny to imagine.
No, it did not happen.
No.
It's
not
good to
today.
See you, though. It is good to see you.
It's good to be together.
I haven't seen you, and it feels like a good amount of time that I wish I could do again. But about a week.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Did I miss Thursday and
Wednesday
Friday?
Was the last show, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like I was dying. It wasn't good.
So close.
So, honestly, yeah.
You guys were about to get the Will Stevens experience in full swing.
And, yeah, I was very scared. It felt like my lungs were in a paper bag, is what I kept telling. a plastic bag.
Not as funny.
They can breathe now, though, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I laid in bed for like 2 days straight.
I never understood why like Flonase or Mucinex or something never did. I have a lot of these ideas, but why?
Okay.
Any of those medicine brands that help you, like Claritin D and all
Hold
those
on.
Different things.
I think I almost tweeted. If you say the same thing I almost tweeted the other day, then we're both bona fide geniuses.
I can breathe clearly now. The phlegm is gone.
Oh, this is a song.
Yeah.
You were doing a jingle.
Yeah,
that I think someone did do that.
Good.
I think someone might have done that.
Never understood why Corona or Corolla or someone like that just didn't do the my Corolla.
That would be pretty
like
good. We need to go to Toyota for that one.
Yeah.
Actually, that one's solid.
Corona, my Corona.
That would be pretty good too. Snoop Dogg wouldn't be on board for the Corona ads, but I was thinking, you know, they make these like
or Sharona.
sure. What? That's just the song.
That's the song.
That's good. That's good. Anyways.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. I was thinking, why don't these cold medicine... I ingested. There was like a couple of days where I was just laying there like, there's mostly just medicine inside of my stomach. Like I hadn't been eating. But I was thinking...
It's healthy.
It's no, it can't be.
You look good.
Do I?
No.
Not
really anything
I don't.
Different.
But I was thinking, why don't these medicines... You know, I'm a vapor. You know, I use vape products. You know? Why doesn't these cold companies?
I don't know if cold medicine like NyQuil make it.
Like a vape pod?
But there are like different, and I don't know how much I believe them, but there are a lot of different vape companies that make like zero nicotine, like lavender vapes that are supposed to help with your sickness or like different things like that. So they're not quite medicine because it's like an indie brand. But you want...
I want cold, like the Tylenol.
You want DayQuil.
Give me DayQuil in a Juul pod so I can inhale it straight to the source. Because if I'm drinking this medicine, it's going to my stomach. That's not where it needs to be.
You shouldn't do that stuff though, man.
It needs to be in my lungs.
You shouldn't do that stuff.
The medicine?
Yeah, cough syrup, bad for you.
Yeah. I actually...
Just cough it out.
Honestly, I'm not a huge fan
of
cough syrup.
You want to be
syrup.
Like one of them rappers or something?
You don't want to be those guys right now. A lot of hot water, you know?
Yeah.
Lobsters, the rap game right now.
Interesting discourse going on about all of that, though.
I've not kept up with the discourse.
Voices.
I've just kept up with the fact that a lot of big names are in a lot of
trouble.
That's
where the discourse comes into play.
The discourse?
The discourse.
What are they discoursing?
I mean, it's political, so I don't want to necessarily get into it.
Okay.
But it is talking about how it started to break up the mafia, but it also was implemented and cleared because there was different ideas on how it could be used to marginalize groups.
Talking about like the RICO laws?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, no, I'm against them, actually. I watched The Sopranos.
Yeah,
so
it's messed up.
I know how good, hardworking people can, you know, get their livelihoods taken away because of those. Laws.
RICO should just be only when you have to co-something again.
Right. It should... Hey, you think you code this one? It's like, yeah. Reco it.
Go ahead, reco it. I think you're going to need to reco that one.
Hey, go ahead, reco it. It's going to be fine, okay? Just to make sure, just reco it.
Can you reco this steak? It's a little pink.
Hey, John, this one, you think it needs to be recoed? Yeah, go ahead, run it through.
There's a reco machine?
Yeah. You know, for some reason, my brain thinks it's a car wash.
Yeah.
You know, you just run it back through.
I'm going to start calling car washes Rico.
It's a Rico. Yeah. I don't know, man. But yeah, I'm alive. I made it. I survived the great illness.
Car washes don't get enough credit for being scary.
Scary. They've added all the LED lights and music now. How could it be so scary?
You
haven't been back to one these days?
I've owned two cars over the course of since 2018.
Yeah.
I have never once been to a car wash.
Why? Why would you not?
Why would I?
It cleans your... It makes
I've
your car...
I've hand washed a couple of times, every now and then, on a hot day.
Yeah, but the... I mean... You just go, you swap your card, you drive right through.
Yeah, but you gotta line up, and then...
It's so easy.
No,
they point you.
Terrifying.
There's a guy, he says left, right, and you do what he says.
It's true.
I've never...
That is how it works.
I've never had him be like, whoa, 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 back up, bro, you gotta try again. It's
See,
not
but,
too
like,
hard.
Again... This is a common theme in Will's life where, like, people will be like, I've never had this happen. And then, like I've had to, like, back up and try again at the oil change place before.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm bad at driving, Tucker.
Just do what they say.
I do. I'm not good at doing what they say.
How do you screw it up?
It's just like it's just like someone who, like, can't dribble a basketball. I would know how to dribble a basketball, theoretically.
Sure. But you would screw it up?
Yeah, I don't communicate.
Okay. I think you need to try out some of these car washes. I don't have any specific one in mind, but they're pretty cool nowadays, you know? I think you could figure it out.
I
want
to go to one.
Nice and slow. Just have them point you in the right direction.
The bikinis. That would be cool.
A bikini car wash?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think those are... I mean, that's like a pop-up, you know? You got to catch those on the right day.
Yeah, I've been looking out for them.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been checking out
Uber Eats. We need an app that delivers...
Car wash?
Yeah, girls in bikinis that do car washes for you.
Okay, maybe you should. That's your startup.
That's my startup.
Yeah, I think you could get funding for that. Like, talk to Mark Cuban. That seems right up his alley. Elon.
Yeah, something like that.
I think with two great minds like me and you, if you put us, like, in front of... Like, if we were to...
I'm going
to
stop you there now.
Hold on now. If you were to get us, like, courtside seats to a Mavs game,
okay,
right?
Maybe.
Like, give us free, you know, courtside seats.
Yeah, I'm going
to... And we just so happen to be sitting beside Mark Cuban for the entire game. And it's like an early season regular, so he's not like fully locked in. We're not talking playoffs. We're able to chit-chat with Mark. I think we could get funding for something by the end of the night. Not a lot, but I think he would cut us a check and be like,
you
know what, yeah, I want.
If you count like $5 or something, yeah, I think I could get a $5 bill out of Mark Cuban.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost the equivalent
of
giving a homeless person change.
I don't think so. I think we could get like 20 grand out of Mark Cuban.
See, I don't think you
like that car wash idea.
How rich people make money.
They hold on to it. I hear you. But we're very...
Rich people quite literally are the least likely to spend money. The only issue is they spend the most money when they spend money.
Exactly. And I'm thinking me and you are the two... We're a bona fide duo, you know.
Are we?
A two-punch combo. I think we could sell old Mark, you know, catch him on the right day. We catch him in like the third quarter. He's had like 9 beers.
What Mark Cuban is this?
I don't know. The one we're buying beers for.
I was just saying, I didn't know Mark Cuban was down like that.
The one we're buying beers for, okay? And
so Luca's, the game plan is not sell something to Mark Cuban. It's get Mark Cuban drunk.
Luca's got like 40, dude, okay? I think if you catch him in the right mood, we're getting like 25 grand out of him, and it would be pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, maybe your car wash idea. We've had many ideas on this.
Uber Eats and Stadium is a good one.
Yeah, the Uber Eats and actually, yeah, we're right there. And I'll be like, you know what would be great is if I could just pull out my phone, Mark, and just have it come to me. Pay a premium for it. I think he writes us a check for $200,000 for that one, actually. That's the best idea we've ever had.
I went to dinner this weekend, actually. This reminds me. And,
swanky.
Yeah, I mean, just got a bite to eat.
5-star?
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't check.
Well, yeah, no one, but I mean, you assume.
Yeah, I go recommendations only.
Right, and you were like, I loved that. That must have been a 5-star restaurant. That was incredible. That's what I do every
time.
It's
a really good playground. Had to be 5 stars.
Had to be 5 stars, you know? Now, I don't know if it's five Michelin stars, but that's they got stars rolling around.
Maybe Goodyear.
They got stars rolling around here somewhere, for sure. You can just feel it.
But no, I was like a centimeter, or maybe even a millimeter away from tripping a server who was carrying a full plate to party. Because I was talking to someone, and I was showing them my shoes, and so I very... like dramatically kicked up my leg out of the table, and I have long legs, so I like lifted it up,
no.
and you could see, and I was like this close to just catching a girl by the shin, and that would have been terrible.
Chaos.
It would have been horrible.
And I mean, the person you were with would have been horrified.
No, they would have known. They would have been funny.
No, they wouldn't have known. I mean, that looks like just like a complete like look at this, and then you trip a waitress.
It's a Kirby.
You're a monster. Yeah. You're a monster. It's like when you trip Shaq.
It was dangerously close. That's what made me think about it. I was thinking about tripping like the little cart boys.
Right.
So I almost did that this weekend.
You almost imagine like that family, you know, they had already screwed up their order once.
And it was also like they made eye contact. Like, you know, like when you make eye contact with a person bringing your food, and
yeah.
it like confirms that that's the table you're bringing food to almost. Yep. Like that, it was like two steps
the
away
people
from
knew.
The table. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and that family, they'd already sent it back once because it was the wrong order. They'd been waiting an extra, like, 30 minutes. You just delayed everything for an hour. They're not even going to make it to the funeral now. Their whole day's ruined.
I think this was a post-funeral dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had the corpse all, like, tied up like Weekend at Bundy's.
He was sitting in a chair, head of the table. That's right. Bernie's.
That's not what I said. I said Bundy's.
Bundy's?
That's a better movie.
That's a different movie. 90, but,
90,
I mean,
90 Bernie's is just a Weekend at Bundy's?
It's a pretty cool little, yeah.
That's why we need to be in front of Cuban, man.
That's a neat concept. Yeah, so Mark, listen. Imagine there's a family reunion happening at Ted Bundy's house, right? And he's got to pretend like all these people are his relatives. I think that'd be a great concept for a movie, you know?
I agree.
That's what I was thinking.
At my work, we have like a little quote board, I guess is the best way to put it.
A vision
like,
board.
It's just printed out pieces of paper, laminated and taped onto a door of just like different
cute
quotes about like different topics. And Mark Cuban has one, and it's a good quote. I can't remember what it says. It just makes me laugh every time because I see it every day when I leave, and it just says, "Blah blah 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 blah." Mark Cuba, and it makes me laugh every time.
That's a different guy. That's
sometimes,
not Mark. That's not Mark Cuban.
It's the simplest thing.
That's Mark
life.
Cuba. It's a different guy. That was his father. His father was Mark Cuba. You know?
His father was a Cuba, and his father before him was... what's Florida.
Florida. Boom. That's pretty funny. I like Mark Cuban.
Did you see... we have two angry NBA players past this weekend.
Angry?
Angry.
Let me think who would be mad.
I don't want you to guess yet. I'm just teasing.
Oh, you're just teasing? Okay.
We got two angry NBA players.
Well, I don't know who they are.
We got an angry couple who is suing their son.
You'll
find out why.
Okay.
As well as a couple of different topics I want to talk about. A very funny quote from a guy named Greg Norman. I don't know if you know who that is.
I think I know who Greg Norman is, yeah.
He had a very, very funny quote.
Well, there's a few Greg Normans, I believe, actually.
Well, this one... very funny guy.
Okay.
We got that. Plus, I want to talk a little hockey because that was sick. I want to talk...
God, what a weekend.
I just want to talk a lot about a lot of things because we haven't seen each other
and
in
sports
forever.
Did happen, so we could actually talk a little bit about those today. But
yeah, some impactful sports.
Yeah. We think right we matter. We care about things that care
don't
and matter.
Anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
Don't.
Don't do it.
Stop.
Stop. OT, overtime live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. And there are some upset NBA players.
Who's currently upset? Who's mad?
Well, Boban, last night, I don't know if you've seen this, you heard about this.
No, I actually didn't get to watch like any of that game.
I didn't watch the game either.
Granted, I mean, whenever I realized it was on, I checked the score and went, nah, I'm okay.
123-90 was the final, 33-point win for
a drubbing. A drubbing.
what should be Chris Paul's last career game, which we'll get to in a second, about another mad NBA player. But Boban had to be held back after the game from attacking Aaron Holiday, I believe it was. I could be mistaken, but he had to be held back. And everyone's just tweeting, like, if you made Boban mad, it's your fault. Boban's, like, arguably the nicest guy in the league, but no one knows why. But it's just a very funny video because it takes every single human being in existence to hold Boban back from
him.
He's
a giant. He's crazy. I just sent you a picture of Boban hugging Chris Paul. Take a look at how big his hand is in comparison.
Oh, around his head?
He looks like a child. He could easily palm Chris Paul by the head and then sling him around.
Have you seen him in John Wick?
He's a monster. Boban and John Wick? Yeah, actually. He was pretty good in that movie.
I've never
seen
the
movie. It's kind of cool.
But I just keep seeing the gifs.
Boban looks like an action
European
villain.
Terrorist.
Yeah, yeah. Not to use the word terrorist, but like a guy you would have to fight in a movie. You know, like a guy Bond would have to fight, like a giant man. You know? It's kind of cool. He fits that role. Also, Boban looks like he could murder somebody in this video.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Very scary. Yeah, I would never want... I mean, he's on the list of people you don't want to make mad. You know? Shaq, Boban, Stephen Adams.
Alec Baldwin.
Dick Cheney.
The trans community.
Definitely. That guy with a knife gun. And then, but also, Dave Chappelle's security guards don't make them mad either.
His security guards are just Jamie Foxx and Busta Rhyme.
Dude, I don't care who they were. It's better that it was them, I guess. But oh my God, I'm still thrown away, like blown away at the damage those fellas did. But
that lends itself to a very, very funny quote about Chris Paul. Obviously, they fall apart again. I don't remember the exact stats.
Disgusting.
They were bad.
Him and, why am I blanking on his name?
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, both. I mean, absolutely.
I mean, like, Devin Booker got broken up with by Kendall or Kylie. Kendall, which is who he's dating. Not anymore. They're on a break.
They're broken up.
And that must have been pretty challenging, to lose a Jenner and then have to go play a Game 7.
Yeah. But granted, though, like, I'm sure in the back of his mind, he thought, that'll make me play better. You know? Like, he didn't want to admit it. I think it also, he might have went out there a little too confident, thinking, okay, I've shed that. You know, it's been a...
It's also like when your girl's watching, you know what I mean? Or like when girls are watching, and then you just, like in PE class,
yeah,
like when you know there's a group of girls standing close to the basketball goal, you just start going extra hard, and then that's usually when you start
sucking. Yeah, you play really bad. Yeah, that's true. I think you might have just thought, I don't know. He definitely didn't play good.
But Bev...
Cam Johnson, baby, the leading scorer for the Suns with a whopping 12.
Pat Bev had a very funny comment. He called
Patrick Beverly was on the news all day today.
He called Chris Paul a traffic cone.
I hadn't heard that.
The cones you do dribble drills around. That's how he defends. He compared him to a traffic cone.
Patrick
and
Beverly couldn't
wait. One of my
favorite
first take splits of all time. Stephen A., I think, just found his new co-host. The way he stared at him, it was on Get Up, but the way Stephen A. stared at him, I think...
He fell in love.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, I think this is a dream pairing. Like, I think
honestly,
Pat Bev and Draymond Green are going to be very successful in whatever they do after the NBA.
Oh,
and I think they're probably going to do a show together. That
for
would be
sure.
Guess.
They have like the perfect like temperament, and they know they know the sport of basketball too, to where like you respect what they're saying, and they're not afraid to say it as well. It's kind of a perfect combo.
He goes,
and they're not afraid to make people mad.
He goes, Steven, what do you call that thing you do dribble drills around and it sits there? And Stephen A. Smith goes, it's a cone. And Stephen A. Smith goes, okay, so when you do that dribble move around it, Hezzy Hay, what is it? You go by it, what does it do? And Stephen A. Smith goes, stays there. And then, and like almost like when a father watches his son do like his signature move or something like that.
Right.
Pat Bev just goes, exactly, and starts then ranting some more. Just like, it was like he just did a Stephen A. Smith impression to him.
It was like watching LeBron go to his son's high school basketball games. Like, Stephen A.'s just proud, beaming.
He's so happy. Oh. If you just look at his face in this video, it might...
He's a happy father.
He's just sitting there with a little rag grin.
Patrick Beverly, man.
Just bouncing his head up and down.
Perfect. Like
Patrick Beverly is undefeated too, because like no matter what anybody says to him, he does his job.
He does
That's
his job.
He does.
He does do his job.
And I think he had 11-6-4 this playoffs, which is I believe better than the last five games for Chris Paul. Obviously, the last five games were pretty bad, but like putting a stretch together. I think Pat Bev only played in six games.
I mean, he's just been waiting. I love ESPN just being like, yeah, put him on there all day. He did like four shows today, did he not?
I don't know. I only saw the one clip.
I think he did like an overall like hour and a half of
really?
TV today.
That's great.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe I'm just seeing like the same clips that look like they're on different shows. But I think he did a little media tour today just to get some shots in.
I don't know if you saw this, but switching gears here. New York Yankees left-hander pitcher, obviously, Nestor Cortez, who's apparently having a pretty good season so
far.
Well,
a lot of the Yankees are having a good season.
He deactivated his Twitter account after screenshots surfaced of tweets from decades ago that included racial slurs.
Oh, no.
But he's off Twitter. He appeared to be quoting rap lyrics according to ESPN.
Okay, appeared to? Do we know the song? Have we confirmed?
Some of the tweets. He did not seem to be using the words to demean anyone directly, again, according to ESPN New York.
Okay.
Quote, I feel like it wasn't the right message that I wanted to send out when I was 17 years old, Cortez said before Monday's game against Baltimore. Those happened 10 years ago. I deactivated my Twitter to clean stuff up. It's not acceptable, he added. I think I could have managed myself and said stuff differently, but I'm here to stay and that I'm going to work on it and fix it. So what that says is just like the Matt Damon quote where he was like, yeah, I was saying the S-slur until my daughter told me not to. Like, you could have just said nothing, but like,
yeah.
When you say, I think I could have managed myself, but I'm here today to say I'm going to work on it, means you are still saying it until today.
Yeah, yeah.
It means you are still throwing every... Yeah. I don't know what was said.
You
could have
handled this
anything.
Could have handled this a little better.
But he's 27, and one of the best pitchers this evening or this season. I mean, 1.35 ERA.
Yeah, and he leads the Yankees in strikeouts as well with eight. 49. Sorry,
oh, very
49. Good. Yeah, eight strikeouts this far into the season would be pretty bad. He also leads in WHIP, batting average against, and he's pitched the most innings for the Yankees as well. Having a good year, the Yankees. Ranked first to this right now.
One of the tweets I can't say it out loud, obviously, but I gotta find these. I don't know where.
I mean,
these
I'm
are
sure he's deleted
up.
Them.
No, but people have screenshots in our posting.
Oh well,
and
yeah.
I just gotta find it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, everybody's got old tweets. You know, some are worse, like his. I found a tweet the other day where it was like I can't even remember what it was. I didn't Google it. But I found tweets of mine from like 2013 that were just not like offensive at all or like problematic, but just very cringy and embarrassing. You know, just talking about how mom was bringing home pizza rolls or something.
You could have found a couple of those from the past couple of weeks.
You think? Yeah. On my Twitter?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, big pizza roll tweeter these days. Yeah, the air fryer really changed things up for me.
There's a couple of funny screenshots. Let me go back.
Right, but isn't
the
point of these that like you're not allowed to say? They're like the reason they screenshotted them is because he says things that you're not allowed to say in them.
The ones that I'm reading don't have any slurs in them.
Okay, well that's good.
They're
just funny old tweets,
yeah.
Like a Mitchell Trubisky tweet
from
back in the day.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. I can't read it on air because there's just no way to censor the two words that are in there. But it's just and then read the one that's in the reply to that as well.
Oh, I saw these. I saw that tweet. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah, you can't. Yeah, he can't. You can't be tweeting those things, you know?
It was pretty funny, though.
Can't do that.
Speaking of funny things, Greg Norman. Again, I mentioned him.
Is that a comedian?
No. I believe he's
I'm thinking
a golfer.
Of Mark Norman.
Yeah, that is a comedian.
That's the comedian. Never
it's
mind.
Mark Normand.
With a D, yes. Right. I thought you were just leaving the D off.
Buddy.
You bring it
if there's
every time.
A D involved. It is involved.
It's okay,
I'm
right,
not going
okay.
to leave it off. What am I, a fool?
I hear you. Sorry. Continue.
If
about,
the D needs to be in, it will be in there.
Tell me about Greg.
I'll tell you a lot about him after this break. OT. OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard at Seltzer Studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Vanden Radio Studios, live from them, as always. Going up until 8 p.m. again, as always.
Every day.
Every day. You want to get to this Greg Norman story?
I mean, you've teased it for like 3 hours now at this point. I'm very excited.
Greg Norman.
It's pretty much the centerpiece of our entire show.
Greg Norman.
It can't let us down.
On Saudi killing of journalist Jamal.
Whoa.
Do not know how to pronounce his last name, unfortunately. Quote, we've all made mistakes.
Huh? Say one more time. Re-Rico that for me.
Greg Norman. On Saudi killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about now. Yes.
We've all made mistakes.
Have we?
Yeah, we've all made mistakes, Tucker.
That's a big one.
I don't know if it's the same person, but did you see the headline of there was another, I believe, journalist, I could be mistaken on who it was, but it was another death where the headline read, blank blank dead after being hit in head by bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yes.
Bullet came out of nowhere.
That happens.
Hit him right in the head.
Ooh, who is this Greg guy?
Who
is Greg?
Greg Norman continues to get asked about his affiliation with Saudi Arabia and continues to provide a lightning rod of
answers. He seems affiliated.
Norman speaking to the media about Jamal Khashoggi, a Washington Post journalist who was brutally murdered in 2018 in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul.
Right.
Turkey, quote, we've all made mistakes. Everybody has owned up to it, right? It has been spoken about from what I've read going on. You guys are going on what you guys reported, Norman said to TMZ. Take ownership no matter what it is. Look, we've all made mistakes, and you just learn from those mistakes and how you can correct them going forward.
Has he made that mistake before? Is that what you're saying to us, Greg?
Norman,
Mr. Greg?
CEO of LIV Golf, the upstart series backed by the Saudi government that is seeking to compete with the PGA Tour.
Oh, it's that guy.
By promising golfers more money and guaranteeing appearance fees for fewer appearances.
Huh.
We've all made mistakes, though.
Yeah, this is the same.
Tucker, don't pretend that you haven't made mistakes. Don't sit here and try to act.
Right, this is the same thing that Phil Mickelson is like going to play for.
Yes.
A lot of guys on the tour are going to play for, like, this guy? Is this his tour?
I don't know.
We all make mistakes.
All I know is that we've all made mistakes.
I've not made that particular mistake. I've somehow, throughout my...
Never hit somebody in the head with a bullet on accident?
Throughout my travels, hasn't happened.
It's good.
Yet. Knock on wood. You know? You can never be too careful. Have you?
I mean, we've all made mistakes.
We've all made mistakes.
Now, what mistakes those are is left to the interpreter.
Right.
But we've all made mistakes.
Sometimes I'll do a rolling stop at a stop sign. I won't come to a complete stop. That's a mistake.
This whole thing about Saudi Arabia and...
This whole thing.
Khashoggi and human rights, talk about it. But also talk about the good the country is doing to change its culture, Norman continued on Wednesday. There's not many countries that can stand up and be proud of that. They can't be proud of their past. There's a lot of countries in this world that have crosses to bear, but they are looking after the younger generation. Over the past several months, Norman has been accused of, quote, sport washing, the act of using sports to launder the reputation of despots. Depots?
I don't know.
Despots?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, I guess I have to Google it.
I don't think it really matters.
No, it does.
I think it just has to do with, like, people unsavory.
A ruler or other person who holds absolute power, typically one who exercises it in cruel or an impressive
way.
Right,
yeah. A bad person. A bad leader.
And he's been defensive about it, to finish that quote.
That's not good.
No, I have not been used for sports washing because I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've seen the changes that have taken place. Every country has done horrendous things in the past. Just look at America with racism, for example. It's just so embedded here. It's just ugly.
I mean,
we've made mistakes is just the funny part.
I mean, everybody, sure. I mean, I see this like overarching point he's going for.
Racism. We've all made mistakes.
Racism,
man.
Bad. I agree. All countries have done bad things, but like. They killed that guy like 5 years ago. Four
of them.
4 years ago, just 4 years ago. And he's like, people, let those.
The past is the past.
Yeah, those who haven't killed a guy.
Raise your hand.
You guys can throw stones. Oh, everybody's throwing stones. Oh, I thought we had all made mistakes. You can't kill people. That's not cool.
Cannot.
We actually have been pretty open in our, like, disapproval of killing people. For the last, like, at least few years.
Yeah, but it would be a good show if we didn't have a couple fun disagreements every now and then. I'm pro-killing people.
No, you're pro-killing dogs, right? Puppies?
Anything. You name it, I kill it.
You're the killer?
Yeah.
You're like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
You know? You're all out of fava beans. You just want liver. Okay. A Chianti?
I don't know.
Some kind of wine.
That does sound right. It's a good scene.
It's a cool movie.
Such a good movie.
He won an Oscar for like 9 minutes on screen.
Yeah, and he delivered.
And nobody was like, come on. You know, there was guys who were in movies, they were on screen for like 2 hours.
It would also be like if you got like 9 minutes in an NBA playoff game and put up 75 points.
You put up 61 points and like 14 rebounds and like you had like 9 assists and you played 8 minutes, and then the guy who put up like 25 points and eight, who played like 48 minutes, it's like, come on!
Jodie Foster in that movie definitely had a Tony Snell stat line.
You think?
She
did okay.
0-0-0-0-0-0-0.
You think Jodie Foster blew it?
I don't think she's a good actress.
She has some funny quotes, which granted, not a funny movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, maybe.
She's not very good. Like, her in Taxi sucks.
Her accent in Silence of the Lambs is one of the funnier things.
I don't think I remember it. Is it a Southern accent?
I can't say quotes from that movie, because the only quotes that I know and do in her accent are like horrible things that she has to say to a murderer, you know? But it's very bad. She kind of talks like this.
I do remember that now that I think about it.
Dr. Lecter.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. Dr. Lecter. When was the last time you ate somebody?
Dr. Lecter. Yeah. It's pretty funny. That's a great movie, though. I've heard the book is good as well. I don't read, though, so.
Did you see that we are going to be playing a home-and-home against?
I did. Virginia. I saw we're dropping.
No, dumb.
It's not
Will
a home-and-home. Home. It's
dumb.
A Will's neutral.
Dumb. Will's neutral dumb. Site. Will's dumb.
Neutral site.
Will said what he wanted to hear.
Neutral site. Neutral site home-and-home. Or neutral site season opener against the Cavs.
Very dumb.
You're dumb?
No, they are for that.
The
I don't like it.
Virginia
home
or
home.
Us?
Home and home. That's what it should be.
Sure, but I mean, I think having recruits in Nashville that see how big, like, if you have a big orange takeover on Broadway, you know, and there's like recruits down there from Nashville being like, oh.
But it's Virginia.
I hear you. We'll beat Virginia.
Yeah, but that's, like, I don't know how many
it's
people
a season
are
opener,
flooding
dude.
The streets for Virginia.
Sure.
It's also a gamble. Like, I guess you
What's
hope and you know that you're going to be pretty okay or coming off of a good season continuing to elevate.
Sure.
But what the hell happens if we hit a sophomore slump like we usually do? Like, how is that going to go down?
You can't live in fear, William.
Oh, I do every day.
You do every day, so I can understand it.
And that's okay, because I'm a Vol fan. It'd be different if I was an Alabama fan, Tucker, and I was living in fear. That
well, there
would
be no reason
asinine.
To. You would be...
I'm a Vol fan. I have VBS, BVS.
BVS.
And it's not anybody's fault.
Yeah, but it's going to be
Tennessee.
Okay, man.
It's not. We've said that my entire life.
Literally, my entire life. And we'll say it until it's true.
Yeah. And it ain't going to be true anytime soon,
really?
I don't believe. I think I'm going to have my hair for a
while. I wasn't expecting an all-out.
I hate these things. It's so dumb. It's a marketing and money play.
You'd rather us play a game in Utah?
Yeah.
Because that's the alternative, is playing a game in Utah.
Yeah.
This replaces the BYU game that we were going to go to Utah.
Fine with it.
And play a better football team on the road.
Fine.
In Mormon country.
I'm fine with it.
I mean, sure, that's a cool away game. They have a beautiful stadium. You know, you get a nice little view of the
Untapped
mountains.
Untapped 26-year-olds out there. We could get them on our roster.
You think so? You convince some of the grown adults with some eligibility left?
That's quite literally all of BYU players. They all go on like a 9-year mission trip, and then they come back when they're 31 to play football.
Right.
The 9 kids. That's not even like that that many in Mormon country. But they have like 9 kids by the time they get their first snap.
Yeah. Does that lower their T or does that raise their T? Does having kids lower your testosterone? Or does it raise it because now you're a father?
I think after 2, that's when it lowers again.
You think it's a bell curve?
I think it goes up because you have to gather your dad strength.
Right, kid number 2, you're like Schwarzenegger?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Dad strength is a very real thing.
It is true. I've noticed. I shook my brother's hand the other day, and I was like, whoa there, brother. He got a little too strong on me. You can notice it.
Hit a quick break, though.
No, we won't. Not a quick one.
We'll hit a break.
Well, it is a break.
Go ahead. Yeah. Semantics, the segue to leaving the show.
It's the hour. You know?
We'll be back.
Not on this podcast episode.
We'll be
though.
Back. Don't worry.
This is the last of
but
the
episode.
But
probably for not another 30 minutes, according to Tucker.
No.
What, are we going to go get a lunch?
I got to go get a
the hell is this?
A schmoke and a pancake.
Be right back.